You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and we are at Folk Alliance International 2024 in Kansas City. And I'm sitting across from LEFA, which is Niamh Carney and Philana Nolan. And they are from Enniskillen, County Fermanagh. And they're here in the Culture Ireland Pavilion that is helping Irish artists find exposure through showcases in the North American market, because at Folk Alliance International you get booking agents and festival directors and all those, the industry that help artists develop a career, and this is where Culture Ireland help promote Irish artists. Girls, great to have you here, and thank you very much for taking the time.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Lovely to be here.
So tell me a bit about your music, your history.
You're
related.
Yeah, we're cousins, although most people think we're sisters.
We may as well be at this point, I think.
You don't fight as bad as sisters?
No. We'll probably get to that point one day.
We're not there quite yet.
Okay.
We're cousins from County Fermanagh. Mm-hmm. We grew up kind of doing music together, but in the last, 7 years, we started taking it like a lot more seriously and released an EP under a different name
in 2019. And that's kind of when we sort of
started taking it quite seriously.
After the EP, we kind of started going up to Belfast in the music scene there, met some great people, and kind of who convinced us to make the album then. Mm-hmm. And so that's the short story.
So how long then would you be on the road as a duo? When would you say you officially are?
Since about 2020.
Yeah.
So right bang in the middle of COVID too.
Would you be primarily on the Northern Ireland circuit, or have you been coming down south as well?
We've been going down south as well. It's definitely a lot more the last 2 years. It's been going down south since the COVID restrictions lifted and you could travel down south again. We started going down and we got to do actually a little Irish tour there in spring gone by, which was really, really fun. But a lot of our gigs are based up in the north as well.
So
it's a lovely wee mix.
Yeah. And there are so many festivals now in Ireland, north and south, between Templebar Clad, and recently there was Your Roots Are Showing, and there's the Belfast Festival that was on. Is there honour coming up? I don't know what this is, but I know
it's coming up.
And all around the country.
It's crazy.
Once, I guess, the rain stops.
Which is so rare.
The festival starts.
Even if the rain starts, they still go.
So how would you describe your music?
We say sort of indie Irish folk, so it's definitely rooted in folk music, but we have maybe some people even call us like pop folk, dream folk, that kind of vibe. But
very
harmony driven is sort of the main thing. And when we play live, we have songs recorded with our lovely session musicians and band, which is great, but live we're very much sort of an acoustic duo, so an acoustic guitar, two vocals, and that's sort of that's sort of the base of every song too, the acoustic guitar and two vocals.
Yeah, that's how we write it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we throw everything else on top if needed.
Mm-hmm. So when you say that's how you write, who's the dominant writer, or how do you interact in that environment?
Yeah, usually Philana comes up with a beautiful guitar riff, and then it kind of comes very naturally to Philana will ring me and be like, get over to my house right now, I have this beautiful guitar riff, and then we will just sit down and we'll work on it and we'll try to figure out a lot of the times a lyric, we'll just jump out, or else we'll sit down and be like, oh, that reminds me of so and so, or it's very rare that we would sit down and be like, okay, I want to write a song about this. It's just kind of whatever Philana's little guitar riffs make us feel. Mm. We'll just kind of go with that.
Culturally, when you look at Ireland, there are huge nuances and differences. Mm. Even if you go from Enniskillen over to Bundoran or to Ballyshannon.
Yeah.
And likewise, if you go from Enniskillen down to Carrick and Shannon, or if you go from Enniskillen over to Belfast, or up to Derry.
That's true, yeah.
There's so different nuances and flavours to all the different areas.
Yeah.
Would you, what you do, be influenced, and would it be reflect in the music for Mana?
I think so. A lot of people, it's funny, I think people can almost tell we're from Fermanagh without even us saying it sometimes, or if they listen to us, they can kind of tell. That's happened to us a few times at gigs. Someone has come up and been like, oh, like, are you from this place? Did you go to this school even? They've known, like, where we were from, which is kind of weird. But I think definitely, like, we're hugely inspired by the landscape that we grew up around, and I don't think that was even like a conscious thing. It just naturally fell into our music. We literally write songs about the Lochearn, which is what Fermanagh is kind of known for.
And it's kind of like the whole debut album that we released in 2022 was literally kind of wrote about the town, because it was, we wrote it during lockdown, so all we were stuck kind of in the town, we couldn't leave, and it was just so nice to reflect on like our memories of like the outside world and growing up in the town, and it just came so naturally.
There's an amazing scene in Fermanagh music-wise that I think is just starting to kind of, like, Clara Tracy, who's from Fermanagh, and she is just making serious waves at the minute, I feel like, in the music scene. And I think at the beginning it was sort of like, where do we fit in? Or it was sort of like, do we even say we're Fermanagh artists? Yeah. Like, do we say maybe, because we obviously spent a lot of time in Belfast, like, do we kind of go with the Belfast thing? But now I feel so proud to say, like, oh, we're Fermanagh based artists. And we kind of like to be sort of like an advocate for the music scene there as much as we can, because there is such talent in Fermanagh. Like, it's amazing.
And the trad scene in Fermanagh is really starting to rise.
Yeah, there's like trad every night of the week, which is great.
It's so great. So we're getting a lot of inspiration from that too.
That's definitely infiltrated our music, actually, more recently, is sort of the trad elements of music.
So what do you hope to benefit, or how do you hope to come out of Cook Folk Alliance? What do you want to get out of here?
Definitely, we want to make a lot of connections. We definitely want to like find someone to collab with. We really want to broaden our audience in the US, because I have never been here before, but as the duo, like, Letha has never performed in the US before. So to get like an audience here would be incredible, to make connections, make new friends. Like, and we've already been to two conferences this morning, and like, we've learned so much. Like, it's really inspired us to like delve into the music industry and like really educate ourselves a lot more. Like, I knew we didn't know everything, nor will I ever think we'll know everything, but I didn't realize how little we really so this morning was a really, if I wasn't awake before, I'm awake now.
It was, I think, really, even our expectations of what we wanted have maybe even flipped a little bit. I think people come in, it's like, oh my god, there's record labels and all these things, which is so great and everything, but it's almost made me feel like, actually, being independent, which I've never, I mean, it's just, it's great. And there's so many opportunities with being an independent artist too, and to kind of not always be focused on, you know,
get a label,
blah, 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 which of course is amazing and, you know, that's great, but to also
really appreciate,
remember where you are
on
now and realize that there is actually opportunities now before you kind of think into the future, and to make the most of those opportunities now,
100%.
That we aren't doing.
The whole music industry has radically changed, as you guys, know, particularly with like YouTube, TikTok and all that. So how engaged do you feel you have to be, and how engaged actually are you actually in that type, in those platforms?
We have definitely gotten better at the TikTok game. Our Instagram is definitely the strongest, and we think that's where like our biggest base would be, and it's so great, like the interaction you get, and like it's so amazing when we've released music and stuff, like it's just so handy. TikTok can be quite draining sometimes. It is a lot of work, and you can understand why people literally do it for full time. It's hard, and like we're even trying to do it here because like that's what people want to see and all that, but it's hard to make time here. We've already texted our parents when we're here, and maybe we can TikTok.
I think it's really hard as a musician being on TikTok, because even musicians whose songs might go viral on TikTok, for example, it's then getting that audience to your other thing. Like, you know, do they listen to you on Spotify then? Do they come to your gigs? Like, was it just this one viral moment that's now gone? It's like kind of, it's hard, I think, to capture and keep an audience on TikTok.
It's so tricky. And it's so hard to find, like, your algorithm and your groove and, like, what people, like, we're slowly getting there. But, yeah, it's just hard. It's really, really hard to relate it back to your music almost.
It's one thing to relate it back to your music, but the reality also is that has to put money in the bank.
Exactly.
And TikTok, and then you mentioned, well, can you get them from TikTok over to Spotify? Well, you know, I know both those platforms as such are not going to put a lot of money in your pocket.
No.
So really, you then, how can you drive your fan base to where you need them to be? Because I know, and so is it SoundCloud, you have some potential. Or you can get them onto your own website. But it's how do you drive your fan to where you need them so as that you can possibly sustain your music.
Yeah, it's so tricky. I think Tiny Habits captured that so well. They really blew up on TikTok, and now they're like touring and all that. And it works for some artists, and other artists it's just so tricky.
And there used to be a time where touring was the result of CD sales, whereas now touring is to make CD sales.
It's crazy. It's just blitz.
I think it's changing so fast too that you almost feel it can be a bit overwhelming to just try and navigate it. But that talk, like we mentioned this morning, has actually kind of helped us a lot. And like we said, we're a lot more interested in like wanting to learn more about how to make a living off of being independent musicians, you know, full time.
Neil, Delana, thank you so much for taking the time. We're going to share a little piece of music. Thank you so much.
Thank you.